What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the rogue one and Twitch superstar, Gary Witta.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's Witta Wednesday. Happy to be here.
Man, how horrified were you with your face app? I saw you putting up your face app. You're up
there. You know, I joked about it when I posted it, but it legitimately weirded me out.
The thing,
it's so uncanny.
It's bad.
That if you came from the future and said, here's a picture of you in 20 years that I took, and you showed me, I'd believe it was real.
Yeah.
Like, it's that good.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
It is, yeah.
It's freaky, though.
I'm sick of seeing them. I'm sick of the face apps now, because it happened yesterday, spread like wildfire.
You had this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
now it's not only am I sick of the face app posts, I'm sick of the people posting about how sick of face app posts they are. So I'm not posting about how sick of the face app posts I am, but I'm sick of both the face app posts and the posts about being sick of face app posts.
But the one about, like,
I just use my podcast platform to bitch about it.
The one you posted of you and Tim and Andy, I mean, it was remarkable.
Dude, and Nick, they nailed it.
Right? That's what Nick's going to look like in 40 years.
That was, honestly, that's the greatest tweet / Instagram Kinda Funny Vids has ever done.
There's the opposite going around as an Avengers post with Robert Downey Jr. And Chris, but then Paul Rudd, of course,
Paul
looks exactly the same.
Ageless right there. Yeah, it's great.
I actually think if somebody tried to run Paul Rudd through the face app, it might break the internet, break the universe or something.
Yeah, 100%.
It is weird seeing Greg, because I'm now convinced that Greg might secretly just be my grandpa, because he looks exactly like my grandpa in the face app, and it's fucking weird.
You said for Kinda Funny Podcast you're going to bring in a photo of your grandpa?
For next week I'm going to talk about how weird it is from a
Kinda Funny meet and greet at CJ's Hot Wings in Columbia, Missouri. Not the most recent one, so like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Randomly, there was an old guy there in a Mizzou sweatshirt who looked just like me.
That's weird.
I took a photo with him, and I almost put it up yesterday. I was like, you know what? It's already played out. Like, I don't even want to bother.
You know, I almost didn't make it here this morning.
Yeah, I knew you were tight.
Right?
Kevin came over.
9:58, I crashed in the door.
Yeah, Kevin came over at 9:52, and he's like, when
nervous?
Do you worry about Gary? And I'm like, Gary's never missed before. He's not going to miss now. I'm not worried about him.
Today almost happened.
What happened?
So I'm doing this. Movie job right now for a big studio.
Sure.
And
which one? Superman. You're right. Superman.
Not
movie?
Allowed to say
Suicide
anything
Squad.
Else about
you're
it.
Working with James Gunn.
Doing doing a big studio movie.
Okay.
And
can I ask you a real question about it?
Yeah.
But you're doing a big studio movie. What does that mean right now? Are you doing like the first draft thing?
I can't even say where I am in the process, but I've been hired by a studio to develop and write a movie for them.
Is it Power Rangers?
And we're in the middle of that process right now. Anyway, it involves fairly regular check-ins via, you know, video conference with the creative team and the director and stuff like that. And when I first embarked on this journey with them, because they need me to be available like all the time.
Of course.
And I said, look, I'll do it. The only part of the week that I need to carve out that's not available is Wednesday mornings because I was standing. I didn't say what it was because if I told them they'd
laugh.
Well, why
the
fuck does that matter?
Yeah, it doesn't.
But you know it does to me. and so I said I have a standing engagement on Wednesday mornings. A week ago, they contacted me last minute and said, I know that you have that thing on Wednesday mornings, but like, could you possibly do Wednesday mornings? It's the only time that the director and other people are available.
Sure.
And if you remember, that's when I said to you, I did Tuesday instead, remember?
Yeah.
But I gave you enough notice
you
that we can move
notice.
Things around. This week, I woke up this morning at like 6 a.m. and checked my phone, you know, as you do.
As you do.
And I've got a message from them saying, Gary, we're really sorry, you know, but like, can you possibly do a meeting, you know, this one, like today, like in 2 hours? And I thought about it. I said, like, what would I do if I'll always prioritize real actual work over this
100%,
bullshit whenever
of course,
possible.
Understandable. We've launched your Twitch career. What do you need us for anymore?
But they also said in the email, like, if you can't make it, it's not the end of the world.
Sure.
But like, if you can, great. And I thought I would obviously prefer to do it, but like a couple of hours to go, like, would I actually be leaving Greg really in the lurch?
Sure.
I mean, let me ask you, if I'd have called you an hour ago and said, I just can't come in, what would you have done? What would a Kinda Funny Games Daily look like today? Could you have rustled up a replacement at such short notice?
Like an hour to go? Tim just sleeps through his phone, so there's probably no way to get Tim in here in time. Like, my thing is, like, it wouldn't have, I can do the show alone. You know what I mean?
Have you?
No, but okay. I could. I mean, it would be a different show, and it would be a lark. It would be similar. Do you see the thing with Conan this week and Kumail?
No.
Where Kumail was supposed to go on Conan O'Brien, and like literally with like, I don't know the full story, but I think it was like 30 minutes to an hour. He call them, and whatever he was doing before,
was it a bit, or was it for real?
No, it was for real. Like, okay. I can't get out of what I'm doing now, so I can't come to the show. Right. And so Conan did like a whole thing of like, rather than rebook a guest, it was a whole thing of like how Kumail wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
And it was like a funny bit.
So you turn it into a bit.
And that's what it would be. It would be like a special one-off of like, hey, this didn't happen. But I mean, of course, Barrett could sit in. We could get Barrett.
Yeah,
in there,
okay.
You know what I mean?
So it would have been the end of the world, but I didn't feel good about leaving you in the lurch.
Yeah.
So I said, look, I need to. Because they made it sound like it wasn't the end of the world if I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
They said we'll just do it in a couple of days. Because I really didn't feel good about. I've never cancelled on you with like an hour to go. Yeah. I just feel that would be really shitty. I said to them, like, I hate to do this, but like, I told you I can't do Wednesday mornings, and like, I would really be letting someone down. So can we please reschedule this? And they said, yeah, don't worry about it. They made it sound like it wasn't. If they'd have really gone hard to the mat and said, no, we really need you on this call, I would have fucked you. But fortunately, they said, don't worry about it. And so I typed in the little response. And I'm doing good. I don't know if you know where this is going. But
no,
doing,
I don't, because I thought you took the call, and that's why you were late.
No, they said the call's at 10 to 11 a.m. It's like right in the kind of funny zone.
I thought it was
zone.
Like they want to do it at like 9.
No, it's literally in the kind of funny time slots. So there's no way I could do it. And so I typed back to them, I just can't do it. And they said, don't worry about it. We'll get you in a couple of days. And I read the email. I was like, okay, it was good. Stood by my friend Greggy.
Yeah.
We never let Greggy down.
Never let him down.
Put down the phone and went back to sleep. Feeling very pleased with myself. And woke up 20 minutes ago.
Oh,
shit. Have I canceled this meeting for nothing?
Yeah.
And I fucking skedaddled
out of
the house. Just brilliant. I had no shower this morning. Just quick toothbrush. Threw on some fucking clothes out of the laundry basket.
Mike?
You ever do that thing where you reach back into the laundry basket and you're like,
did this
good enough?
Totally. Yeah, of course.
That's me this morning.
Sure.
This is actually clean on because I just got this from Snowbike Mike's eShop.
Yeah.
This is actually the only clean thing that I'm wearing right now. Thank God for that.
Thank God.
But I ordered some merch.
Yeah.
And arrived here at 9:56?
Crushed it.
Yeah. But I didn't let you down, though.
You didn't, and you never will.
Nope.
Lord of Pwn at You're Wrong tells us Kumail canceled on Conan because his shoot was going along on the set of Silicon Valley. But enough of that Kumail storyline. Today we're going to talk about Nintendo releasing and announcing yet another Switch. Mike Tyson finally learning about M. Bison, and your questions, because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, we bring you the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, watch live, twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. If you're paying attention at home, yes, I fucked up that transition. If you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, listening on podcast services, watching on Rooster Teeth around the globe.
Before we go any further, I forgot to ask something.
Let it go, Gary.
Is Kevin still here?
He's in the other room.
Kevin!
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 Milk Mommy! He's coming.
Kevin, I hate to ask you this. I was going to ask you before the show. Could you please plug my phone into something? Because it's almost dead.
You can use my desk.
Anything with a lightning.
Oh,
just any lightning cable. Oh, you got one down there?
Is he about to blow your mind? No, he doesn't.
Anything's fine.
Just on my desk, there's one. You can unplug whatever I plugged in.
It turned red. You know, when the battery turns red when you get under 20%. That puts me into high anxiety mode.
Oh, of course.
I forgot to. I have a charger on my nightstand. I just forgot to plug it in last night.
Jeez, man, you're falling apart over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the wheels are coming off this very usually very slickly run operation.
Housekeeping for you, of course. Kebabs needs your help with that Lego set that is the Kinda Funny podcast set, but he couldn't call it Kinda Funny podcast set, so it's just podcast set. Go to kindoffunny.com/Lego, vote there. It's a quick registration process. He needs 10,000 votes. We are well on our way. Make a dream come true.
If he gets 10,000 votes, they would consider it.
Yeah, it gets in front of the actual people. I think, honestly, it's like a really good
idea.
That
would be amazing.
Who does? I mean, like, podcasting continues to be a thing. Who doesn't want to have a podcast set for their little Lego characters?
I mean, they've done things of similar size, Minecraft, Harry Potter. Why not Kinda Funny?
Exactly, right? Yeah, that's what people are always like, oh man, they should really make Kinda Funny Funko Pops. I'm like, motherfucker, how many Funko? We can't sell women's t-shirts.
We got
Kinda Honey shirts, we sold
11 of them. Given how many Funko Pops, I'm actually quite offended that I don't have my own Funko Pop, because apparently they'll fucking make anyone.
Okay, well here's
the thing. They'll make literally anyone at this
point. But you're on our team. You can't go make your own Gary Widow. We need to make a Kinda Funny line of Funko Pops, then they can be the Gary Widow.
Would
I be
included in that, though? That'd be a fucking first.
Done it. Oh, here we fucking go. Cry me a goddamn river. Maybe if you were streaming on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames rather than twitch.tv/GaryWitta, we'd include you in more things.
Let's do a squad stream sometime.
100%. This one hurts. I'm getting my 100th platinum. July 22nd. That's Monday at 4 p.m. You could come stream with us for that. Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. But you decided to play Division on Xbox like a clown.
Oh, you're getting it for the play. Your 100th platinum is going to be on the PlayStation version of the Division?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my one. Sorry. Well, you can watch from home. You co-stream me. You know what I mean? You can just co-stream.
Yeah, I'll host you.
There you go. Perfect.
You're going to have like 20 extra viewers.
Remember, right after this, I get on a plane and I go down to San Diego for Comic-Con, hosting the Marvel Games panel tomorrow, 1:30, Hall H. Come on out. See a whole bunch of cool stuff. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Colton Yoder, Blackjack, Mohammed. Today, we're brought to you by Quip and 23andMe, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. Two items on the Roper Report.
A Baker's Double.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good improv.
I thought the pause was because you were disappointed. It was because you were figuring out what to say.
It was both.
Okay, I
rescheduled a meeting for this. Two items.
It's a bad way to Wednesday. Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. First off, you act like your whole Twitch career based on just bullshitting around. You know that when you come on, you and I inevitably have great conversations, have a great time.
In fact, sometimes the worse the news, the better the show, because
exactly.
We have to fill it with more bullshit.
Number two will be an interesting read for you. Number one, I want the hot Gary Whitta takes on.
Okay.
Number one, Nintendo has announced yet another new Switch. This is Matt Perslow at IGN. Nintendo has announced a new version of the original Nintendo Switch console that offers a longer battery life. The new version of the console, as shown on the Nintendo website, will offer a significantly improved battery life. The new version is said to offer approximately between 4.5 and 9 hours of battery life, compared to the 2.5 to 6.5 hours provided by the current model. Nintendo notes that battery life is dependent on the game being played. An example is offered, as always, with The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which can run for 3 hours on the current Nintendo Switch hardware, and 5.5 hours on the new hardware. The recently announced Nintendo Switch Lite has an expected battery life of between 3 and 7 hours, putting it at a midpoint between old and new versions of the original Switch design. Switch hardware units with the model number HAC-001 (01) and serial numbers beginning with XKW will have the extended battery life. New versions of the Switch, which can easily be identified by the bright red packaging, will be available from mid-August in the US in both gray and red and blue colors. The new model will go on sale in the UK in September, according to a Nintendo statement from Eurogamer. Gary Whitta.
I have a lot of thoughts on this one, actually.
I knew you would! What do you got for me?
Well, first of all, my question to you, before I even read the story, was going to be, will they make it easily identifiable what the new version is? Because I remember when this has happened to me in the past.
Bear, can you jump over to IGN and pull up the story? It's their top story. They have a shot, I believe, of the new brighter packaging.
So they brought out a you'll definitely remember this. Not long ago, they brought out a refreshed version of the DualShock 4.
Oh yeah,
and it looks exactly the same. And I think it had better battery life, or something about it had changed. It was like if you were going to get one, you would want to get the new version. But the only way to figure out if it was the new one was to know specifically to look at
model
like
numbers.
Some tiny little serial number or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like, why not advertise that this is the new version and A, promote the new improved version, and B, help eliminate consumer confusion and people don't get, you know, confused. So I don't know. I like that there's a bright red box.
Yeah.
But why not just slap a big thing on it that says now with improved battery life? So it's easier to identify, and also it's a selling
point. Because one day that won't be new. You know what I mean? One day it'll just be standard. That's the whole thing. Is this just like everything else? This will now be standard. There's, you know, sell through the stock of the old shit.
The other thing I would
have
done.
Literally go to any other site, Barrett. Everyone's talking about it. Someone else will have it. Stop scrolling on the page.
If I was Doug Bowser.
Yeah.
This is what I would have done.
Lay it on me.
I would have done this, but I would have given the new improved battery life version a different set of colored Joy-Cons. A, so it could be that you can't get anywhere else.
Yep.
A, so it could be identified easily. And B, so that all the maniacs out there have got to have everything, go and buy a second Switch, even if they don't need one.
Dude,
but they've just got to have the Joy-Cons.
This was, I mean, like, we'll get to our own impressions of it. But going back, when they announced Super Mario Odyssey, the bundle there with those bright red Joy-Cons, right? Mm. That was the same thing for me, where I was like, I don't need another Switch, but I really want those Joy-Cons. Babe, Jen, do you want one? And she's like, yeah, probably. And
no,
I was
you'll
like,
rationalize it any which way.
Exactly. And that would be the same thing here if it was some crazy ass color. If they did the translucent color, you know, the purple, the atomic purple people always want and stuff like that. Speaking of, I'll throw it in here since we're onto it, right? New dates for you. Nintendo tweets, customize your Nintendo Switch even more with these new Joy-Con colors. Blue/neon yellow and neon purple/neon orange are available beginning October 4th for $79.99.
So I love that. I love that. You know, I bought the Mario and Luigi Wiimotes when they came out, sure, because I just wanted to, you know, just wanted to have them, and I'm kind of idiot. So I think they could have done a better job of the messaging here. I think they could have made it a bigger. So the bright red package. So
for those in the
but for every
I'm not mad. No, I'm not blaming you, Bear.
But for the grandmas out there who aren't necessarily, who want to buy a Switch for little Johnny and aren't necessarily watching KFG. I mean, it's obviously that's on them if they're not watching, sure, KFGD.
Yeah.
But like, how would you know that that's the new and improved version? It's a different color, but there's nothing that says new and improved.
I guess that's the biggest thing. Are you going to run out and buy this? Is this something you want?
No, I think I'm going to get a Switch Lite. Oh, by the way, I hate to drag us back into the past, but I know you and Andrea covered this on the day that the Switch Lite was revealed.
Uh-huh.
Did we ever get clarity on, can I buy a Switch Lite for my kid and be able to jump back and forth with all the same downloaded games?
You can do that. It's going to be the whole similar to a PlayStation thing where you'll have a primary system,
right,
and a secondary system. Right. Secondary system will need to check in online. I think it's every 3 hours, kindoffunny.com/wrong.
Okay, good. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
The new colors look good. I like the purple and the orange.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Andrea was pretty. Andrea wants purple.
Doesn't the green one and the green and blue set there, the green one kind of looks like the ones I already
have. That is
like
the neon yellow that we already have I rock.
Okay, but they're matching
basis.
It now with a blue.
And I'm not a fan of that. I don't like the mix and match colors.
Yeah, same.
Like, I understand it's a Switch thing and the snapping.
When you got a first Switch, did you get the black, the gray one, or the red and blue?
I went gray. I did not. Yeah, like I went red and blue shit. Yeah.
But now we have the neon matching neon greens on ours.
Oh, nice.
And I really like that.
It really
pops.
I when they announced those neon yellow ones for arms, I thought those are ugly as hell. And then they sent me a pair, and I was like,
"That's." I think that's the one that we have, the neon yellow ones for arms.
I popped them on, and I use it all the time. And rarely I pop on the red.
That's the default set now. The gray ones are in the little bin under the center for all the extras. So I would. What I would have done, my business genius, I would have done an exclusive set of Joy-Con colors you can't get separately, that are only available on the new Nintendo Switch. People out there like you that don't really need a second one, but still buy a second one just because they got to have those. That's a market, right? The die-hard disposable income crazy motherfuckers that have just got to have everything. They could have sold a few more that way, and it would have helped with the consumer clarity as well. But I'm really glad they're doing it. The for a portable system, the battery life on the first Switch is just not good enough. So I'm really glad they're improving it.
Heard this and I was like, ooh. And I was like, wait, no. How many times does my Switch legit run out of battery? And I'm somebody who travels all the time. I'm getting on a plane to Comic-Con today and I can't wait to play more Ultimate Alliance, right?
Like, can you do a long-haul flight with your Switch and not run out of battery?
I mean, well, what I do, a long-haul would be like New York, right?
And 6 hours.
Yeah, and it's super rare that I actually get on the plane and play the Switch the entire way.
Right.
But when I do, lots of planes now have the plug between the seats. Yeah. But more importantly, I bought an Anker, or I actually got it sent to me, an Anker power bank.
USB-C cable and a little power pack and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Whenever I fly with my phone, my iPad, Switch, you name it, I always have a little battery gizmo. Because I hate, even if it's not going to run out, I don't even want to think about it. I don't like the anxiety.
No, totally.
The battery anxiety is real, my friends. 100%. The struggle is real.
Oh, yeah.
So I always carry a little thing. I've got a thing. It's like the size of a deck of cards. It will recharge my iPhone 5 times over.
Yeah.
And so wherever I go, that's, I never have to worry about the battery running out. Yeah, it's an Anker.
Yeah, me too.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
So the battery life, I think there are people out there, again, they're really high volume users that probably the battery has run out on them and they would appreciate. And again,
it's run down on me. I've done the Zelda flight where I needed the pack and I needed the plug. But I mean, think about it this way. Like my counter to this would be when we flew back from London last year after RTX, right?
Yeah.
Jen and I got delayed and I sat there and played Valkyria Chronicles. I played Valkyria Chronicles for something ridiculous, like 15 straight hours. And it was that I got on the plane, just plugged into the battery pack when it got dead. And then I'd pass the battery pack to Jen when she needed it. And we'd back. And like, it wasn't, at no point was like, like, I remember my 3DS playing A Link Between Worlds going to Australia for RTX. And when I literally played, it was like blinking, it's going to die. And it died. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I ran it to the last drop of juice it had because I didn't have any battery packs back in the day. But now I just feel like the way it is, I always have my backpack with all my plugs, my cables, my earphones.
Yeah,
like,
so many people have already figured that. But again, I guess what it comes down to is it's something they could have improved. Something they could improve, so they improved
and
it.
I'm not,
why not?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not at all saying, like, why does this exist? Great idea, good on you. If that Switch ever breaks, this will be the Switch I buy, right? I wouldn't go out and buy.
No, of course you would get the new one.
Nintendo Switch Lite. As Malcontent Ronin writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, does the announcement of an updated Switch with greatly improved battery life make the Lite less appealing? Honestly, I feel this means the Lite is no longer the best option for portable only play, which leaves getting it as an extra for the kids, to which I say the nephew would be pissed if he couldn't play Mario Kart with everyone on the TV. I know it will sell because it's a Nintendo product that exists and price is often the most important factor. It's just that we live in a world where you pay $100 just for more storage on your phone. With the Switch being frankly the best way to play in every instance, a mere $100 for everything extra you get now seems like a wonderful deal.
So that's a good question. And when I first looked at this, the thing that sprung out of me is, oh wow, so the Switch Lite doesn't have the best battery life now? You would think that it would because it's the only truly portable one.
We're taking things out of it, right?
Correct me if I'm wrong. You can't even dock the Switch Lite.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's
okay,
correct.
So it's only portable.
Yeah.
No detachable Joy-Cons. It's a smaller system. The only way that I can see this being is it's smaller. There's literally less room for a battery. Again, if you open up an iPhone or any portable device, 90% of the real estate is just the big-ass battery.
Yeah.
So the smaller the device, the smaller the battery. It makes sense. But it does kind of seem strange to me that the portable system that relies most on the battery isn't the one that has the best battery life. Still decent. And again, for people like you and me that will always carry an extra battery around, it's not really an issue. I do take issue a little bit with the question who's saying, well, for a mere extra $100. For a lot of people, $100 is not a mere thing. Like, that's a big deal. I like the idea of having, you know, plus it's small and cute. And like, as soon as I showed it to my kid literally came into the kitchen. I was making her a sandwich. She came into the...
What'd you put on that sandwich?
Peanut butter. She loves peanut butter.
Gotcha. Any jelly?
No, she doesn't like the PB&J combo.
Okay.
She only likes peanut butter.
I like jelly sandwiches growing up, too. I didn't like the peanut butter.
And she's still at the age where I got to cut the crusts off.
That's cute. That's cute, yeah.
Anyway, she came. On the day it was announced, I made a terrible mistake. Parents will tell you, if you plan on taking your kids to Disneyland, don't tell them a month in advance.
No.
Because all you'll hear is, are we going to Disneyland? Are we going to Disneyland? Is it there yet?
Yeah.
Tell them the day you're going.
Yeah.
Guess what, kids? Big surprise. Pack your bags. Get in the car. We're going to Disneyland. Yay. That's actually the way to do it.
Yeah.
And what I should have done with the Switch Lite is, guess what, kid? Here's a Switch Lite. You didn't know that was coming, did you? Because she wouldn't know. She's not allowed on the internet without supervision. She would have not have known. But I was so excited about it. Oh, my kid would love this. That I ran into the kitchen and said, look what's coming out on September 10th. She went, oh, because she loves the Switch. It's her favorite thing.
Yeah.
And so every day since, so today or yesterday, she came in when I was making a sandwich. Is the Nintendo Switch out yet? The Switch Lite.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's not out until September. I told you that and she literally flopped on the floor like a big, like, but why can't it be out today? And just like fainted onto the ground because she didn't want to wait for it.
Yeah.
And so kids are going to love it. I think for most trips that battery life's going to be fine. Again, if you're a smart dad or you're a smart traveler, you'll have that anchor battery. But and everyone should have one of those when they travel. That's like a travel necessity now, is a battery pack with a USB charging cable and you know all the whether you have a lightning cable for this or a USB-C for Switch. You got to have it. So most people will have that. It does surprise me a little bit that the Lite doesn't have the same banger battery life that the new and improved Switch has.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be okay. And again, for people like you and me, you know, the Scrooge McDucks of the world who are like go home and like backstroke
all this Patreon money, all this Twitch money. We know
all our Twitch subscriber money and Patreon spawns.
You have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, please, we're dying.
Doing it like Sinatra, you know, giving every doorman who opens the door for you $100 bill, slipping him a C-note. That's easy, $100 bill. But for a lot of people, $100 bill, that's a real thing.
It's also the gap in terms of wanting to give a child something, right? It's the same reason we always talk about the 2DS doorstop being successful, because it was durable and who cared, and you could throw it around.
Yeah,
exactly. You can't lose the Joy-Cons.
Fewer points of failure because there's no hinge.
Exactly. So,
that was a very smart move from Nintendo.
Hell yeah,
by the way.
I think the Switch
Lite
is
too. Here's one you can just chuck at your kid. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what they want with the Switch Lite.
And that's
Lite
what
too.
This is as well.
Yeah,
it's the Switch chuck at your kid.
Yeah.
And I'm going to chuck one at my kid, and she's going to love it.
Yeah.
What are the colors again?
Whoa.
It's like a fluorescent neon.
Yeah, I'm always talking about the Pokemon one. They got that gray one.
Oh, shit, my kid's going to want the Pokemon one.
Yeah.
That's the one with the blue and the pink buttons, right?
Yes. Yeah, like goes between.
And then the regular editions have like the
gray,
bright yellow,
yellow,
and then the gray, and then like the kind of like light Easter blue.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Switch success story continues. I think Nintendo, obviously, I've said this many times, but you know, the Switch continues to go from strength to strength. What a wonderful little system. It's my favorite thing in the house.
Yeah.
I honestly think, and this sounds like madness to say, but given, I think people with families, people with kids will understand this. Others may not. But I've got very fortunate enough. I have all three systems. Four, if you count the PC, which
nobody
I know you
is.
Don't.
Nobody is.
But you know, Xbox One, I've got an Xbox One X, a PS4 Pro, and a Nintendo Switch. If you came to me and said you can only keep one of these systems in your house, taking my kid into account, I would keep the Switch. Because it's like, and now with a previous Nintendo system, that would sound like madness.
Sure, the Wii U.
But the Switch, the Switch game library now, third-party library, is so good that you're honestly not missing out on that much. Unless you're a pixel counter, unless you're a Digital Foundry kind of guy, and you've got to have your trilinear flip-flopping and, you know, 8X anti-aliasing, dithering, whatever it is.
Ray tracing, man. I need
ray
all that.
Ray tracing.
Yeah.
Unless you need all of that, the Switch is really good enough.
It's awesome.
It's a brilliant... for the longest time, I think, Nintendo... Ever since, like... I would think that the Super NES was the last time you could say, yes, this is okay having... this is you're fine having this be your own game
system. I'm
getting
a complete experience
out of
that.
Through the GameCube, through the N64, through the Wii and Wii U, it was...
Nintendo's doing its own thing.
It became the secondary system.
Yeah, you're playing... It's your Nintendo exclusive machine.
Right. You had to play Mario and Zelda and stuff like that. Now the Switch has finally brought that mantle back, where I think for the first time since the Super Nintendo, it could be the only game system you have in the house, and you're fine.
You'd lose a lot of good AAA stuff.
But that's
true. Assassin's Creed Odysseys and stuff.
That's true. But whether you have an Xbox or a PlayStation, there's some stuff you lose because of the platform.
Oh,
exclusives.
Yeah, totally.
If I had only an Xbox, I'd be really bummed out about not being able to play God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn and Spider-Man and stuff like
and
that.
And then in the same breath,
and
Zelda
if I had a PlayStation
Mario.
Only, I'd be really worried that I couldn't play.
Yeah, what would you
wait,
miss?
What has Xbox got?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you going to miss?
Nothing. Halo.
State of Decay. Sea
Halo,
of Thieves.
Gears of War, and no, Forza, like, you know, a couple of things.
Yeah. Game Pass, right?
As much as I've been historically an Xbox guy,
yeah.
And I know you've been a PlayStation guy, I'm gonna lay it out there right now.
Do it.
If you reframed that question and said you can only keep the Xbox
this
one or the
generation.
PlayStation,
okay.
I would keep the PlayStation.
Yeah, of course you would.
Because it's just
can't
more,
believe you
more,
fucked up playing
games.
The Division 2 on the wrong
platform.
I know,
platform. What an idiot.
We have questions
that's
about
why
that later
that's why I keep hammering Julian Garrity on Twitter to get cross-play.
You got a question about that coming up later, okay. And we'll get to when we get to read our mail. Right now, some people wrote in to You're Wrong about the DualShock stuff. Laura DePone says, the DualShock 4 revision allowed USB connectivity for playing games, cuts down the input lag, and the new light on the touchpad. That, like,
that's what it was. It was the light.
Yeah.
But when you look at it in the box, you can't tell that it has that light.
Exactly.
So I had to go online and learn about how do you look at the code at the bottom of the box and figure out if you're getting one of the new
batch.
Because they didn't communicate that clearly at all.
Ilgrill Chill writes in and confirmed that yes, the Nintendo Greg is correct, not wrong. The Nintendo Switch secondary grace period is in fact 3 hours. DJ Bradshill says, just a clarification, the battery life on the new Switch model and the Switch Lite is due to the new processor from NVIDIA, not a bigger battery from what I understand.
PSVR was another one where they had a refresh where there were two revs of it. And the new rev was significantly better than the first one. But you knew you had no idea which one you were getting.
Which one? Sorry.
The PSVR.
Yeah.
They
earbuds on it, but they weren't making a big deal about it.
Yeah. Communicate that shit so I know which one
I'm
buying.
But again, they're just winding it down. You know, they're just winding it down and getting them out. They'll be gone one day and then this is all you got.
But during that time,
they're thinking future proof. They don't want 4 years from now to say
during
new
that
improved.
Time when you go to Target or wherever, and there's two sitting there. One is Rev One, and one is Rev Two.
BKD's coming in the shock mic. What do you got for me, Big Kev Dog?
It's a little behind, but yeah. Also with the PSVR, I had the HDR pass through, which is a huge
right.
Deal.
See, it was a big deal.
Like, I still have to move around my cables because mine doesn't have HDR pass through.
But now if you were to go buy it, it would just be done, right? You'd be all set.
Would it?
Yeah.
Would it, Greg?
Probably. I don't know.
Would
I think
exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Stock wise?
I don't know.
I do my research where I bought
bitch.
It, Kevin.
I just what noticed your fuck? T-shirt, by the way. That's a cool T-shirt.
You want a Hercules shirt.
Is that from back in the day, or is that like a retro ironic one? You got it like Hot Topic or something?
Kevin, make sure.
It was a Target purchase that my wife made for me, but my dad had this shirt. It's weird.
Come pose here with it.
You married up, my friend.
I certainly did.
CJ Rock has bad news for you, and you're wrong, Gary.
Look at that.
The Pokemon Sword and Sword. Well, just cut me out. No big deal.
Did it come with this kind of... Because this looks like it's been through the wash plenty of times. Did this? Did it have this kind of faded look?
I've worn the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It did have a bit of a fade look, but not this far.
I like
CJ Rock 32, and you're wrong, says Sword and Switch Shield Lite comes out in November, so Gary's child has to wait 2 more months if that's the one she wants.
Oh, she's going to have a hard time with that. You ever see that test they do with kids? Where they put a cupcake or something in front of a kid, and they say you can have that cupcake right now, or you can wait 10 minutes and you can have 2 cupcakes.
Yeah.
Every single kid takes the cupcake they can get right away.
Really?
Because they've got to have instant gratification. Huh. So when September rolls around, say, look, you can have the fluorescent yellow one now, or you can wait 2 months to get the Pokemon one that I know you really want. I guarantee you, she's going to get the one she can get right now, and then 2 months when
does
the Pokemon
one comes
out.
Does she know about the Pokemon
out,
one, or is this one you
no,
can
she
hide
knows.
From her?
I told her everything. I probably shouldn't. I gave her too much information.
Huh. Okay. Number 2 on the Roper Report. Mike Tyson has finally learned about M. Bison, or at least seen him, I guess. Brian Ashcraft from Kotaku has this report. In 1991, Street Fighter II was released. Now, in 2019, Mike Tyson just heard about Balrog, sorry, a character who also boxed and originally had the name that rhymed with Tyson's for the very first time. As event...
Was that meant to be a Mike Tyson reference? I had no idea.
Oh, you didn't know the story? They're going to explain here in a second.
Okay.
As Event Hubs points out, ESPN asked the former heavyweight champ if he knew the story about the character. Tyson replied, "No, I have no idea." ESPN's Arda Okal explained how the boxer character Balrog, God, I'm not a Street Fighter person, was originally called M. Bison in Japan, with the initial being short for Mike. Apparently, Capcom was concerned about legal liability, and the character's name was changed to Balrog. In the original Japanese version of Street Fighter II, the cage fighter character, now known as Vega, was called Balrog, and the last boss character, M. Bison, was called Vega. Capcom switched all their names around to mitigate possible legal exposure. Tyson had heard about M. Bison on his podcast in April, then calling the game's creators dirty motherfuckers and jackasses. Now, for the record, they had this clip embedded in the article, and I watched it. It is not him being like, these dirty mother... It's like him laughing about, oh man, these dirty motherfuckers, jackasses. When ESPN showed Tyson the Street Fighter 2 pugilist, right? That's how you pronounce that, Gary?
Pugilist, yeah.
Yeah, got it. He replied, "Holy moly, does he look like me?" In the clip, which can be seen on Kotaku's website, Tyson mentions something about a serious lawsuit. It's unclear if that is a reference to his unhappiness with Punch-Out. After Okal explained the story to Tyson about M. Bison, he asked him if he had seen the character before. Never in a million years, the former fighter said, adding, "I'm really honored with that impersonation of me." So a roller coaster of emotions in this article, but... Cool to see something. I think I thought for sure you would have known about this.
No, I didn't know. Wasn't the Raul Julia character in the movie called M. Bison? Wasn't that the name of the character he played? This is a good one for you or wrong.
Well, yeah, I'm not a Street Fighter person, but I mean, that's the whole point, is that the character...
If they're worried about legal exposure and they changed it, why did they let the movie character be called M. Bison?
See, okay, so this is where it's been confused. So let me stick with you. In Japan, for Street Fighter, mm-hmm. the character M. Bison... short for Mike,
right.
was the boxer character that looks just like Mike Tyson. When they went to bring it to the States, Capcom was like, "We might get sued, so switch the names." And they put M. Bison over there to
Balrog. So it's M. Bison, but he's no longer a boxer who looks like...
So there's still a character Mike. That's the boxer,
okay,
right? But he's named Vega.
I get it.
Yeah,
and then Mike Tyson strangely goes from talking about serious lawsuits to being really honored by the impersonation. Well, which one is it?
Again, I think it's a little bit of... I'm never one to critique writing. I think it's just trying to get too much in a different way, right? Where I think he's talking about the serious... He puts out the serious lawsuit comment after the fact. Because I watched the clip, or listened to it, I should say. And it was a very much like, hey, no, this is what the character looks like. And him being like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. And the serious lawsuit was something else. This, so it's like a thread to another story.
The way that you print these out, including the hyperlinks, I want to press this. It's driving me crazy.
Open up.
Because one of the things I love about journalism in the internet age is, you know, you can do this. A reference to his unhappiness with Punch-Out, and his unhappiness is a link. So if I'm interested in mine, I can just click on that link and go read a story. What, in fact, was the nature of Mike's unhappiness with Punch-Out, because he officially licensed his name and likeness to it.
Of course.
I know they changed it later after he became kind of, you know, unpalatable.
Hold on, what I'm doing,
is that
here,
what he was unhappy about, that they ditched him?
Well, I'm sure he wanted money too. Barrett, I'm throwing it up to you for control, so we can go through and Gary can have his dream, so we can look at the image first.
I
want
to know why Mike, what the reference here was to Mike Tyson being unhappy with Punch-Out.
All right, so we're going to bring it up. This is interactive experience. If you're an audio listener, we are using something called the internet and Google Chrome. Barrett's going to pull it up for everybody who's watching. There you go.
So there's
the image
Mike
of him with M. Bison in Japan,
which does look a little bit like him.
It's totally him.
He's even got like the gap tooth and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could see how they could have got in trouble for that if they hadn't switched the names around.
And then where's his unhappiness?
Right there.
His unhappiness.
Okay, cool.
Why is it opening
a tweet?
Okay. So there was a tweet from Tyson, April 4th, 2019. Heard Nintendo was doing the new Punch-Out without even contacting me. It won't be the same. My knockouts made that game. That's whack.
Yeah, but since the last game, he also was convicted of rape. So I can kind of understand why Nintendo might not want to, you know, put their full force behind that.
Yeah.
Timeline. I'm trying to think about it. Because
I mean, isn't that the whole reason why? Wasn't that at least part of the reason why Punch-Out got reissued with Diamond Guy, or whatever the name was, replacing Mike Tyson?
Let's see.
When was Mike Tyson convicted of being a rapist?
1991.
Okay.
So Punch-Out must have been before that, right?
Punch-Out, the original Punch-Out was before that.
Mm-hmm.
I forget, but I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't remember when the story as to why.
Yeah,
and they already did a new Punch Out without him. There was a new Punch Out on the Wii that didn't have him in it. Did he not know about that one?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I think that's. I mean, it's more that than anything else. I think it's the fact that you know.
But this,
you,
this, but that tweet from Mike Tyson was a couple of months ago. Is there a new Punch Out coming?
I don't think so because
or is
like,
he just like massively behind the times?
April 4th, 2019, headline from Game Informer: Mike Tyson thinks there's a new Punch Out and he's not happy.
what a fucking business.
Is our friend, of course, Imran.
I love this planet sometimes. Imran says,
"When writing news, I often have to fight the urge to start some stories with the words for." Some reason, but there's times when it's extremely warranted. For some reason, Mike Tyson has said he has heard about a new Punch-Out game and is upset Nintendo has not contacted him about it. And then it's the same tweet he just did. To be clear, Nintendo has not announced a new Punch-Out game. So if one exists, Mike Tyson has leaked it without, has leaked one without it actually being announced. But then you kind of have to ask yourself, why on earth would Mike Tyson know about a new Punch-Out game? Tyson has not been involved with the series since Punch-Out came out, since Punch-Out on the NES relaunched without him, replacing his name in the title. And his boss fight at the end of the game. While the popular theory is that Tyson's conviction for rape was the reason for this change, replacing Tyson with Mr. Dream was done 2 years before said conviction and was most likely due to a contract issue.
Contract dispute. He wanted too much money to re-up his contract.
It's possible that Mike Tyson is confused about the upcoming Switch release of the NES game on the Nintendo Switch service. That makes sense. Which makes sense.
This is why I've always been fascinated by whatever. I'd love to see this. I would love to see the contract that exists between John Madden and EA. Oh, John Madden, God. The person, and EA. Well, because they... I'd love to know when the last time that contract was up for renegotiation.
Well, they just licensed the name now, right?
Well, yeah, I know, but how much... But if I were John Madden, I would say, fuck you, pay me whatever it is you've been paying me, now pay me 10 times as much. Because you cannot. Madden is... And off the FIFA people. Yeah. That name. What would they do if John Madden just said, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. You can't use my name anymore. They would have to rebrand it. Sure. They would have to come up with some other bozo. You know, fucking Terry Bradshaw football or some shit. Yeah, and it wouldn't be the same. I understand when they had to drop Tiger Woods because Tiger Woods had his own problems in public life.
Sure,
they dropped him and they replaced him with Rory McIlroy. But it was never really the same. And now they're thinking about bringing him back because Tiger's cool again.
Yeah,
I guess because he won the Masters.
Yeah, his career's revived.
He still did the fucked up shit that he did.
Sure,
but he's on the redemption path now, so maybe EA can go back there. But like Madden. Like, everyone just, you played the new Madden. Like, that, it's such a core part of their business, that name. And John Madden has power over them. Whenever that kind, unless EA signed an initial contract with him, which is like forever.
For life.
Maybe that's what it was. If so, it was the smartest thing they ever did and the dumbest thing John Madden ever did. And you'll never get this information right, but I would, and maybe Jason Schreier could do an investigation or something.
Yeah.
I would love to know. Like what the deal is, like when the Madden contract was last renegotiated and for how much? Because that name is worth so much. If you're John Madden, that has got to be. I mean, it's got to be his number. It surely has been John Madden's number one source of income for years.
You'd right? have that to license. Think so, right?
For years, more than any punditry or TV stuff that he does, it's got to be the number one reason. And I mean, the number one source of income. If I were John Madden, I would hold EA over a fucking barrel. I would bleed him for every penny.
That's why they'll never be Gary Winokritik.
That's right.
They're never going to do it.
You're never going to eat cricket game because they know that you screw him in the end.
That's right.
I hope you're happy. Talk yourself out of $1 billion.
If they ever
deal.
Lose the FIFA license and they have to do, Gary Wood as Oi Governor Soccer or whatever, I'll hold them over a barrel for that. Because by the time that comes around, I could be a top tier influencer. Mm. I could be the number one streamer on Twitch.
There you go. Just got to play a lot of FIFA.
I'm already on the path.
Yep. Weirdly related, but not really. Joey King, who is an actress, got nominated for an Emmy last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked so familiar. And I was like, what do I recognize her from? Long Shot. From Madden.
Long Shot.
Ooh. I think it was Long Shot.
Was that an old TV show or something?
No, Madden 2 years ago introduced a story mode called Long Shot.
Oh, that was the name of the story career mode?
Mahershala Ali in it. Yeah. Our friend Scott Porter.
Yeah.
Wow. And she was in it as well?
She was in two. Long Shot 2.
I never played Long Shot 2.
She played Scott. I believe she played Scott Porter's little sister.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's what I recognize.
Worth a play.
Yes.
It really, honestly, and I've said it before, like a missed opportunity on EA/Madden's part that they didn't break it out.
Yeah.
As a thing of like, hey, we know you don't care about football. This is a cool story mode where you really don't have to know much about football. There's a few mini games where you have to like toss a football, but it'd be cool to let you play it.
Because
you make decisions and it has branching paths.
And the sequel? Not too bad.
I heard not too great, though.
Yeah, it focused weirdly. Like, you had your main character in the first one, and then the second one is, like, a lot of focus on Scott Porter.
Hell yeah.
Which I didn't mind. I liked.
You know, there's that story about Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
When he woke up in the kid's crib.
After Iron Man. Whether or not this is true, I don't know, but this was told to me by someone in the business who knows this kind of thing as true. But I don't in any way back its validity. It's just a funny story.
Yeah.
After the first Iron Man, I believe they only signed him on for one movie because they didn't know if it was anything that was going to happen. Yeah. And so now he comes, but Iron Man's been a hit. They come back in, and someone on the other side of the table in the Marvel says, "Look, Robert, yes, the movie was a hit, but we're not gonna back up the dump truck of money because look, we can put anyone in a suit. Mm. People are here." People want to see Iron Man. They don't necessarily want to see Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Of course, completely disregarding the fact that Robert Downey Jr. was a big part of the reason why that movie was so successful because they loved him in that role. He was great in it, and it's continued to be great all through the MCU.
Yeah.
Like the anchor of the 100%. MCU. And the Marvel gave him this whole speech about why they weren't going to pay him any more money for Iron Man 2 and 3,
yeah,
because it wasn't really about him. If you walk away, Robert, we'll just put someone else in the suit. We'll do just as well. And Robert Downey Jr., apparently, is what I was told, turned to his agent, his lawyer that was negotiating, and said, "Don't let them leave until I own a piece of this fucking company," and walked out. And that's how he got all the money that he got. and that's how he got the crazy, crazy deal, like $40, $50 million a movie.
Good for him.
Good for him. Yeah. You don't disrespect the RDJ.
No, never. You know what I mean?
And that would be my... Kevin Smith tells this great story about the power of celebrity and the power of being in front of the camera.
Sure.
That he was working on. Remember he did that movie with Cop Out with Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
With Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis.
While Bruce Willis was shooting that movie, he was in negotiations to do whatever the most recent shitty Die Hard movie was.
Sure.
Because they've all been shitty since the second one. They just got shittier and shittier. Whatever the most recent, like the one in Russia or whatever the shitty one was.
I don't even watch them, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the last couple because they're just so bad. But Kevin apparently was privy to, Bruce was on a call like during his lunch hour or whatever, or he was in his trailer, and he was on a call negotiating for his next movie. Because, you know, while you're shooting a movie, you're figuring out what the next one's going to be.
Of course, yeah.
And it's all overlapping. And there was some, he wasn't getting the money, or he wasn't getting the what they call the perk package, which is all the extra shit that you get. You know, your own private trailer and like luxury shit everywhere and all this kind of stuff. And he wasn't happy over some deal point. And Kevin tells this story on stage. I mean, Kevin does his stage act and he's a brilliant raconteur. And he tells this whole story that he heard Bruce Willis on the phone. You only hear his side of another conversation. Going, "No, I'm telling you, I want what I want. No, I'm not backing down on that." And he eventually says, "Let me ask you something. Who's your second choice to play John McClane?" and that was the end of the negotiation.
Yeah,
because, of course, what are you going to do? You can't make
like
the movie
seven
without
movies
him.
In,
There's
yeah.
no Die Hard without Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, there will be one day. They'll reboot Die Hard with some nut young.
They put
Justin
Long in it that one time, right?
Right, but as a backup guy.
Yeah, just in case.
In the same way that people thought that Shia LaBeouf was somehow being backdoored into being the new Indiana Jones or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was true.
But for the time being, again, if you're in front of the camera, if you're the man, you can get what you want.
The man gets what the man wants.
Becky I should have Lynch. Taken up acting.
To keep the record straight before we go, Bobby Wasabi says, "The boxer in Street Fighter is now known as Balrog. M. Bison was Vega in Japan. Vega is now known as Balrog.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Balrog was known as M. Bison." So you can see why it's so easy to keep track of all this shit.
You can go back and play like original versions of the game where M. Bison did actually look like Mike Tyson, right? Was there a version of that ever actually released?
Well, that's the Japan version.
Right,
so, yeah.
just in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Lord of Pwn says the last EA PGA Tour game came out in 2015. It was the first and only one to use Corey McElroy's name inside. I don't know what's that. And Lord of Pwn also says, "A Good Day to Die Hard was the Die Hard film set in Russia. It came out in 2013. Nick Scarpino, movie expert, do you agree with Gary Whitta, a movie hack, that all the diehards have been bad since 2?
Yeah.
My argument is that 1 is the only truly great one.
1 is great. 2 is
actually pretty.
A remake
it's,
of 1.
It's solid,
airport.
Though.
It's solid. It's just a touch too long.
But all the one, and a lot of people actually like 3. I didn't. And
3 was fun because they got out and they got
out. Is that Samuel Jackson?
That's Last of Vengeance.
And all the other ones I think are just trash.
4 was silly and that's where he became a superhero.
That was the one with Justin Long. That was the one with the internet hackers crashed.
It's a fire sale.
Right?
It's a fire sale. Kevin Smith makes an appearance in that, which is hilarious.
That's how he got to know Bruce. And that's how he ended up making that cop-out movie.
Yeah, but that's where Bruce Willis's character, John McClane, goes from being what was the heart of Die Hard, which was like an everyday guy stuck in this extraordinary situation,
right,
to being a Captain America.
Basically,
he fights a fighter jet.
Yeah, I remember that.
Legitimately beats a fighter jet then, with a truck.
Did you even see the one where they go to Russia?
I did, and it was not good.
Right, that's what I heard. Yeah, I didn't even see that one.
It was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually borderline. I mean, it felt like a straight-to-video, like, B-movie.
What do you think about this thing they're doing now, like the John McClane prequel?
I haven't heard too much about that. What is it
exactly? And you won't hear any more on this. You have a screencast for these kind of conversations. Gary,
why do you hate
the next Die Hard is so far away? The next Die Hard is so far away. If I wanted to know what was coming out more immediately, like what came to the mom and pop shops, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform, as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily show hosts, each and every weekday. You can't ask Nick to come sit at the shop.
I just
want
to know. Is Die Hard
a legit video game?
What is your question?
I have a legit video game.
What is your question, Nick Scarpino?
Gary, do you remember that there was a RoboCop video game a long time ago?
Yeah, I mean, there were many.
Put that aside. What do you think of the new remake with Neil Blomkamp going back?
No, we're not doing that. Bring him on screencast. Nick, will you fill my water for me? I love you, and you can kiss me on that when you come back. Out today, Io comes to Paladins. Initial 2, new stage comes to Xbox One.
Wait, what does that even mean, Io comes to Paladins?
It's a character coming to Paladins.
What's Paladins?
It's a game that is out and people play. It's one of those, like, I think it's kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Here comes a freebie. It's one of them freebies y'all get to play, one of those free games you play, and you have different heroes, and I think they're releasing a new hero.
Hey, Barrett, can we pull the whatever the Switch title is? Because the title intrigues me.
Night Call is on PC and Mac, then Let's Go Nuts is on Switch.
That's the one
I gotcha. 8-Bit Pigeon Hunter is on PC, and Grizzland is on PC.
Now, before he pulls it, I'm gonna make a bet with you. What do you think that game is? I'm going to bet it's a game about squirrels collecting nuts.
Yeah, well, I think it's you using nuts to fight. I think you're going to be like squirrels. It's going to be like 8-bit sides. Well, it's going to be
8-bit retro vibe.
I think it's going to be multiplayer going at each other, throwing nuts at each other.
Let's check it out, Barrett. Let's see who's right.
Hold on. Jesus Christ.
God, it's so loud.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, I think we were both right.
I gotta watch.
Let's go nuts. Nintendo Switch release trailer. This is on IGN. Overcome boiling toxic goo and sludge flinging alien foes in this multiplayer platformer available now on Nintendo Switch. Here it comes. Per Schneider's getting paid. He had to have this Amazon
movie. Yeah. They gotta pay the bills at IGN. Hey, basically, Greg, it's exactly what we thought it was gonna
exactly,
be.
Exactly. Yeah. They are who we thought they were. We had him. Oof, man. Let's go nuts, huh? Oh, okay. It's got a jam. You're not throwing nuts, but you are collecting nuts. You are squirrels like we predicted.
Apparently this to me looks like the kind of.
There's the second player.
This to me, Greg, looks like the kind of game that if it were on PS4, you would play only for the trophies.
100%. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I look at games like this and I'm like, this looks like it would have an easy platinum.
An easy platinum.
I hope it eventually comes out over and has an easy platinum.
All right, available now. Let's go nuts on Switch.
New dates for you, Gary. The big one, Luigi's Mansion 3 is coming.
On Halloween,
October 31st.
What a perfect launch date for Luigi's Mansion.
Yep, can't wait.
Can't wait for that.
We already talked about the new Joy-Cons.
You ever play the arcade version of Luigi's Mansion where you actually have like the vacuum cleaners,
really
controllers?
It's
brilliant.
I also haven't done the VR. What's the VR you actually get into and like walk around?
No.
Void VR. They have a Ghostbusters game I haven't done either.
They're opening one here in the city.
Yeah, I know. And it turns out Universal Studios in Orlando, Halloween Horror Nights, Ghostbuster themed or whatever.
Yeah.
So we might have to keep our eye on
it. By the way, I love Halloween Horror Nights. We haven't been in a few years. One of my favorite things. You've got to go.
In Orlando?
It's one of my favorite. Yeah. No, here in Hollywood.
Okay. They said Orlando, so I don't know if that translates.
I'll give you a number one tip because I know you're a baller. You can afford it. Get the front of line pass. It's expensive, but honestly, it's the only way you'll have a good time.
Okay. Fair. Blood and Truth demo is coming out on PSN, at least in the UK tomorrow. I did not find any confirmation about America. Again, you can come and talk to us like you want. Speaking of, you are wrong. Paladins says Greg's right. It's a free-to-play game. Paladins is a free-to-play game like Overwatch. That was Boars and Double Zero. Then we got PUBG updates for you. Out now on PC test servers, July 24th on PC live servers, and late summer on consoles, PUBG Season 4 is set to bring new content and features, headlined by the Arangle visual update. Crystal Defense is coming to Steam on July 31st. Hotshot Burn is coming to Early Access on August 15th, 2019, then PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch in 2020. Roman Rumble in Las Vegas.
What the hell
retail,
is that?
That's a weird-ass game. Barrett, go ahead and hit it.
You want to pull
it's
it?
Coming October 1st, 2019 on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo. Nintendo Switch. While Barrett finds that, I'm going to get to read our mail and tell you about our sponsors. First, it's Quip. Packing your toiletries somehow always involves a delicate game of stacking and space hacking. And don't get us started on lotion exploding all over our DOP kit. That's why Quip electric toothbrushes work just as well at home as they do on the go. The compact and wireless design tucks easily into the corner of your carry-on or your back pocket if you're just spending the night. Plus, the travel-ready cover protects your brush from sandy swimsuits and luggage slip-ups. The three-month battery life will last throughout the season filled with weekend getaways. They're making it easier than ever to keep up with your wake-up and wind-down routine when you're out of the office, just like I am. My bags are in the other office. I'm going to San Diego for Comic-Con.
Taking your Quip with you?
My Quip is in there. It's in my little Superman toiletry bag. Of course, I love my Quip.
Such a man, John.
What? I like it. I got to represent the brand. Built-in two-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you clean your whole mouth evenly. There's a multi-use cover that works as a stand. It mounts to mirrors and slides over your bristles to pack and protect your Quip on the go. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. A friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, and they're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals, and they have thousands of verified five-star reviews. We love Quip! It starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/games right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. Bless you.
Excuse me.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/games. Our next sponsor is 23andMe. We live in a world where we have access to data that gives us more personal insights into who we are. What's more personalized than your DNA? Now we can turn to our genetics for personalized health traits and more. 23andMe allows you to go beyond ancestry to access more personalized insights about you based on your DNA. With more than 125 genetic reports, you can even gain insights into your health traits and more. Receiving your personalized genetic reports is just the beginning. You can take the next steps by talking to your healthcare provider or considering lifestyle changes like adjusting your sleep habits or caffeine consumption. They have a new deep sleep report. If you've always suspected that you feel more sleepy than others after missing out on a night of sleep, you might not be imagining things. Your genes may be involved. There's also a new saturated fat and weight report. The saturated fat and weight report can tell you about how your genetics may impact your body's response to your diet. Learn if you are likely to weigh more on a diet high in saturated fat, even if you consume the same number of calories. See what your genes can say about your health traits and more. Buy your health and ancestry service kit today at 23andme.com/games. That's the number 23andme.com/games. Again, 23andme.com/games. Barrett, you brought us Royal Rumble in Las Vegas trailer.
We waited.
This is from...
We waited through the commercial break. This better be worth it.
It better not. Who knows?
It's got an alcohol reference.
Who doesn't love that, you know? All right, okay. So we got the helmet in here for an audio listener.
What could be better than smashing a Roman?
That's a bunch more helmets.
Smashing lots of Romans, I'm guessing, is going to be the answer. Yeah, smashing a whole load of Romans.
Here we go.
Okay, all right. Oh, it's Asterix?
Oh, Jen likes this. This is a thing for...
Of course she does. She's French.
Exactly. This is a French thing.
Huh. This shit is huge in France, you know.
And Quebec, because, you know, they speak the French up there. They all know Asterix and Obelix.
Asterix is still going.
Hey, man, that's an IP that will never die, you know?
All right, I get it now. The title intrigued me, but now I know what it is. It doesn't.
Mr. Witta, let's start with Kebabs, who wrote in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, with all the talk of Borderlands 3 crossplay and Call of Duty and all that, I was wondering, do you think crossplay will become standard for multi-platform games on PlayStation 5/Xbox, whatever? Or do you think Sony will stay on the case-by-case course they've been on since Fortnite?
Look, by the way, didn't they say on Borderlands 3 they're not going to have crossplay at launch? It's just something
not at launch, but they're working on it and they're committed to it, and they're very into it as well.
Good for them. Look, we've covered this many, many times on the show. Yes, I very much hope that it becomes the standard going forward.
But do you think it will be? You say hope.
I think yes, it probably will, but not super soon. But it just makes too much sense to not do it.
Each
time that Call of Duty or Borderlands or Fortnite does it, it just makes the case that yes, it can be done. And again, I'm tired of having these fucking conversations with you, Greg, about, oh, come over to PlayStation and play Division, and you're a clown, and fuck you, and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. We should be building bridges, not walls.
You're the one who should delete your Xbox version of the game and buy it on PlayStation. You know what I mean? You didn't even play that much Xbox. You were a big faker. You didn't get past level 14.
What? I'm fucking I'm world tier 4, motherfucker. What the hell?
What's your gear score? Time. 500. Topped out. What can I do?
Yeah, I'm topped out as well. So don't tell me about who's committed to the game.
Okay, well, you know, don't. Yeah, you don't have a
final. You finish
trophy.
A raid?
Next question.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you finish it?
No.
But did you?
Too hard. No. Too hard.
I'm excited for the update. What? It's the day after, right? That they're putting out the episode one DLC.
Is going to be available.
And they'll put in like they'll put a baby ass baby mode raid in there. Like, I'll do that. Sure.
I'll do the
baby
mode.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I think it will be. I think the dam's broken. I think if Call of Duty and Activision are doing it, I think the only thing holding back other games from doing it is the fact they weren't built with it in mind.
The plan is actually for Snowbite Mike and me to do the raid together because he's on Xbox as well.
Oh, I didn't know he made bad decisions. We're going to do a co-stream. Yeah. Fuck. That's weird. DJ Brad Chill writes in with an update to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, "What's up, guys? I wrote in last week about Heavy Rain and Detroit being one of the PlayStation Plus games this month, and I wanted to give you an update. I intended to move on to Detroit like Tim suggested." Basically, he started Heavy Rain because he's heard how great it is, but he was saying by 2019 standards, it's not holding up. Like, it's
I played it when it came out, and I really liked it. But then the narrative on it changed over the years, and people really started to turn against it.
No, people still love it.
Do they?
People just don't like Quantic Dream. People get all up in
David Cage definitely has his haters.
So basically, Tim was like, move straight on to Detroit. So anyways, back to
Brad. Just skip Beyond Two Souls altogether?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
100%. Is that one not
good? No, talks about it. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Not good. I intended to move on to Detroit like Tim suggested, but picked Heavy Rain back up on Saturday and then proceeded to complete it in one sitting. The story takes a solid 2 hours to pick up, and when it does, it's definitely worth seeing it all the way through to the end.
I enjoyed Heavy Rain.
Me too. I loved it. The Origami Killers story definitely has its faults, and the game mechanics are straight up ass at some points. But if you've never played Heavy Rain and haven't had it spoiled like myself, I would 100% recommend it. Also, Detroit is definitely worth checking out if anyone is interested. Thanks, guys, and hope you all have a good week.
And DJ, I really like, again, I understand the criticisms against it, the story, the thematics of the storytelling were a bit, you know, ham-handed and a bit clumsy and a bit in your face, but I really enjoyed it.
I had a great time with it.
I thoroughly enjoyed Detroit, every minute of it.
Yeah.
And then my wife and I went back.
Detroit, or back to Detroit, yeah. I enjoyed Detroit, too.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I thought you were still talking about Heavy Rain.
Oh, no. Sorry. I liked them both, but Detroit was, I think, is the best game they've made, and I really, really enjoyed it. And we did an amazing, my wife and I did a great playthrough of it, and then we went and watched a YouTube video of all the different endings, and I didn't realize how much, there was so much stuff that we didn't even see.
Yeah.
There was a whole thing with the, I can't remember the name of the, was it Kara, the lady robot, and the little girl that she was protecting. There was a whole thing where they ended up in like a refugee camp,
terrifying shit.
Yeah.
I planned it, so I saw all that stuff.
You saw
all that.
But our playthrough never took us down that road.
It's cool,
amazing,
right?
Yeah.
I thought Detroit did such an awesome job of having the branching, like you'd end your thing, you'd see the path you took, but then see like, you know, the 13 other ones.
Yeah, it was brilliant. What do you have to do to get a platinum on that?
It wasn't as, I didn't feel it was as intense as Heavy Rain, but you had to do a whole bunch of different things.
Did you have to play through a bunch of different branches to do it?
Yeah, totally.
Because it encourages you to do that.
Yeah.
And I actually love the way that it did that. It shows you the whole flowchart.
Yeah.
Because after we would do a level, my wife and I would go back and say, oh shit, like, there's like the whole bunch of stuff we would have branched off here if we'd have made that decision. It doesn't tell you what it is, but it's fascinating to know that it's there, and it makes you want to go back and play it and make different choices to see what else, you know, you might have missed. Really 100%. Well done.
Stop checking out Andy like that. It's weird.
Yeah, what is Andy doing?
You fucking weirdo.
Hey, man, he's just coming in and putting stuff around.
I keep meaning to bring your capture card back in. It's literally by the door waiting for me to bring it back for you. I'll get it back to you. Okay.
It's time to squad up. This is where one of you writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, giving me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help. In a video game, I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, cat's ass needs help on Nintendo Switch. The Nintendo Switch friend code is SW148054831529. Remember, it's in the YouTube description.
Speaking of Nintendo, they gotta fix this shit.
No, they
don't.
They? That's just how they want to be. Hey, KFBFs, with Marvel's Ultimate Alliance 3 dropping this Friday, I'm looking to squad up with some KFBFs and beat Thanos and his baddies this weekend. I don't have many people added on Switch, so if you get the chance, go ahead and add me. Also, Monday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be doing a charity stream in which I will be playing Ultimate Alliance 3 all day in order to raise money for fellow veterans in need for the Wounded Warrior Project. If you get the chance, please stop by twitch.tv/catsass. That's CATTSASS. And you might say catsass is how it should be pronounced.
Put that channel link in the YouTube as well, because I might raid that. I might go check that out.
Okay. However, here's what I want to say about that before you say it. Very specifically, they put cats, CATTS, space, ass, as the name in how they submitted it to me. So it is twitch.tv/catsass all one day, or catsass, two T's and cat. Anyways, I'm putting it out there. That's a great idea. That's a good thing. Go do it. Of course, it's awesome to see you taking care of the Wounded Warrior Project. Big fan of that, catsass. And then I'm also excited that you're excited for Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah.
The preview embargo's up now.
On Ultimate Alliance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been playing the shit out of it. Really
on PlayStation?
Digging. No, it's only on Switch.
Oh, it's only on Switch? Yeah. It's a Switch exclusive?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You don't see that very often, do you? Third-party Switch exclusive.
Yeah. Team Ninja. Really, really enjoyed it. I rant about 45 minutes about it on the Gamescast. It'll post tomorrow afternoon and then on
like
patreon.com/kindoffunny.
Is it something that me and my kid would enjoy playing? Like the 100%. Whole family?
Okay. Did you ever play the other Ultimate Alliance or X-Men Legends?
No, but we like the Lego Marvel games.
Okay, sure. I mean, it's a hack and slash, right? It's a beat 'em up. You're running around. You're powering up. It gets super fucking nerdy.
How many players can you do at once?
Four.
Oh, so the whole family could play.
Totally.
All right, we might have to get that.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I recommend it, of course, tomorrow. There'll be a full in quotes, partial review, whatever. I have a rotating segment for you, believe it or not. This is one of your required readings. Gita Jackson over at Kotaku says, Joy-Con drift is becoming a real problem on the Switch. I've seen people here and there talk about this. Haven't really gotten many questions about it.
This is the first I've heard about it. I was just reading it.
It's definitely worth the read over Kotaku because she has a whole bunch of different things. But her first two paragraphs read like this. For months, Nintendo Switch users have been plagued by what's become known as Joy-Con drift. Although they're not touching the joystick on their Nintendo Switch controller, the console still thinks it's moving. With no permanent fix being offered by Nintendo, they're just sick of it. Recently, I've been doing nothing but playing the upcoming Switch game Fire Emblem Three Houses to finish the game in time for my upcoming review. I, too, started noticing something funny about my Joy-Con. When I was in the combat screen, where the stick on the right Joy-Con controls the overhead angle of the camera angle would slowly drift until it was just directly overhead. In the school phase of the game, the camera would do the same thing, drifting away from the optimal position unless I kept my thumb on it. Gita goes on in her really good article to have a whole bunch of different references, things like this. Nintendo, of course, is like, okay, send it in and pay a nominal fee and we take care of it. But the problem, I guess, is that number one, why is that the solution? And why haven't you said how you're going to fix the Joy-Cons going forward? And number two, this isn't the right way to do this, right? They call out, and one of the people she has quotes from in there is talking about the fact that, like, I'm not going to buy a Pro controller when the PlayStation ships without this being broken. The Xbox ships without this being broken. Why is the solution to give them more money in a way to have something that's fixed that's a consumer issue? So I've heard rumblings about it, so I thought it was interesting.
I used to have a problem with this on like an old Xbox controller or something. That drift is crazy. It's like the shopping cart. You know the shopping cart that always wants
the
to kind of go to the left, and you've got to keep pushing it straight, otherwise it'll wander off by itself. Yeah, maddening. They've got to fix that shit.
Totally. Gary, we asked people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight. Today, we've been doing them pretty great as we go. Ilgrill Chill says that there's a new Pokemon Go date announced while we are live. It's a crossover with One Piece. You can go check it out, obviously, on the internet somewhere if you are a huge dork for One Piece and not just a cool Pokemon master like
fuck
myself.
Fuck you, Greg. One Piece is cool.
I'm a cool Pokemon guy.
Do you like pirates and shit?
No, not really. I mean, I liked Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
That's the best one. Man.
And then Ilgrill Chill has a date change for us. He says Legends of Hero Trials of Cold Steel 3 on PlayStation 4 is delayed until October 22nd, 2019 in America, Europe. It's been delayed till 2019 in Oceania. I assume that's AU and ZU.
We've always been at war with Oceania.
I don't know. Yeah, Oceanic flight, whatever. That's what I think I lost.
Yeah, don't ever get on an Oceanic flight. That's the flight that always gets in trouble. Not just on Lost, but like...
I love it.
Remember Executive Decision?
Yeah.
With Steven Seagal and Kurt Russell? That was an Oceanic flight.
Do you know the story behind that in terms of like are all movies open? All production companies open?
I don't think it's like as ubiquitous as like the 555 phone number. Yeah. Everything is a 555 number. But I think it's just something that's just been adopted. I don't remember. I'd be fascinated to know the history of this. Executive Decision is the earliest movie I know that uses the Oceanic airline. And they got Lost use it as well. And I think it's basically just become the default choice of filmmakers when they need to have an airline airplane that you obviously can't use a real one.
Yeah.
So you have to come up with something. And people just use Oceanic. It's just the default choice is Oceanic.
I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to Comic-Con. Remember the Marvel Games panels tomorrow, 1:30 in Hall H if you're around. Also, follow me and Jen on Twitter. We're probably going to do a Pokemon Go walk around at some point.
Did meetups or anything?
And that'll probably be the Pokemon Go thing. Nothing. It's an in-and-out trip. So, I have tonight's booked. Thursday, there's a thing I have to do at night. And then there's no easy time to be like, hey, go to Play Revisions. Hey, do this. I'm going to go to Now or Never Comics, see Aaron's new shop. I'll be around. Just follow me on Twitter. You'll see it. Remember, this is Kinda Funny Games Daily each and every weekday on a variety of platforms. We run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. You can watch live. You're wrong when we screw things up. Patreon, if you want to support us and get your questions read. You can go to YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames, RoosterTeeth.com to watch it later. And of course, it goes up as one big podcast. Tomorrow and Friday, it is Frandria.
Woo!
Andrea Renee.
Great combo.
The Quitter. I swear to God, if you ever move to LA, Gary, your Tesla won't make it out of the garage. You know what I mean?
I honestly think you'll move to LA before I do.
Oh God!
You guys,
I said yesterday, I refuse. So we're not doing it.
Can't go without Barrett. Can't break up the family.
We can't do that. You kidding me? It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, watch Gary on twitch.tv/GaryWidow. It's been our pleasure to serve you.